So we're just going to relax and breathe. Coming into that quiet, peaceful place. That glorious space that is filled with light and love. The expansive place beyond time and space, occupied by Abraham and our inner beings, where the focus is on beauty and harmony, abundance, prosperity, health, wholeness, joy. All of those beautiful qualities of grace and goodness are the very essence of our inner beings and the essence of our lives. We are that. We are. And in that harmony, in that beauty, in that celebration of life itself, everywhere and always, right here and right now, we are that. And as Abraham always tells us, all is well, that everything always works out for us. And Marcia sent out a really beautiful quote that I want to share because it's just so uplifting and expansive to me. And so Abraham said, we're going to speak for a little bit about what's in your vortex. We're talking about you collectively as a nation, collectively as a world consciousness. What's in your vortex now that was not there prior to this? So what's there now? What beneficial focus-pointed desires are now attracting the attention of Source that we're not so poignantly doing so before? So we're going to speak with one voice, but it's a collective consciousness voice. And we're going to put it in the words of I, because we want you to understand it's coming from your point of view, your human physical point of view. I want to be happy. I want to feel good. I want to feel lighthearted and uplifted. I want to know that all is well. I want to thrive in my environment, and I want those around me to thrive too. We lean too hard, too fast in the direction of your inner being, which you may not be a vibrational match, so you may not be able to feel the resonance. So we're going to step back from the generalities that your inner being is feeling so strongly. And we're going to address more specifically the I wants from your human perspective, as your vortex is just now pulsing in a stronger way. I want a safe world. I want a world where those following us, our children and their children, can feel playful and eager about their life experience. I want more people to feel better, because I want more people to be nicer. I want more people to feel stable. I want more humanity. I want softer and gentler. I want things to be better for more people. I want to personally thrive. I want those around me to personally thrive. I want a robust economy. I want to be part of a robust economy. I want everyone who wants to be part of a robust economy to be part of a robust economy. I want to make more money. I want to have more freedom. I want to experience more fun. I want to feel my stability. I want to sense the ease in my community. I want to be more getting along in my house and my town. I want to feel better. I want to be happy. I want to feel safe. I want to feel more sure. I want to move around the world and gravitate with others who feel as I feel. I want to be consciously aware of the way law of attraction is already matching us up. I want to feel appreciation for everyone, no matter what side of my issues they're on. I want to understand the value they brought to the equation. I want them to understand that I could not know who I am and how much I want this if they didn't know who they are and how much they want this. I want to resonate with the true balance of this time-space reality. I want to step back into the understanding I had when I eagerly made the decision to come. I want thriving, not just mine, but everyone's. I don't want to be a thriver in an economy that's weak. I want to be a thriver in an economy where others are thriving too. I want people to step up to who they really are. I want people to come out into the light. I want the happy-hearted to step forward and be the voices I'm hearing the most of. I want to be such a vibrational match to that myself that law of attraction can only yield mostly that to me. I want to feel good no matter what. I want to understand that things are always working out for me. But I don't want to just say things are working out for me and not for you. I want to know that things are working out for me's, for all of me's. I don't just want my happiness. I want the happiness of others. And I don't want to divvy out my happiness only to those who agree with me on this or this or this. I would like happiness to go to all of them. I would like all of them to feel happy no matter who they voted for. I would like all of them to feel empowered no matter what. I would like everyone to know that things are always working out for all of us. I would like everyone to understand there is a greater power, there's a greater source, that the vortex is more magnificent and bigger and more powerful than all of this put together over all of the eons of all of the years, because it's been born out of all these conflicts. I want to trust my ability to focus and alignment with who I really am. I want to infuse myself with the resources of non-physical energy. I want to refresh and find the resources that are always offered to me. I want to recognize my own power to hook myself into this current or deprive myself of it. And I want to give everyone the benefit of the doubt and give no one the power. I'm not ever going to say to anyone, and certainly not to myself, that you or anyone has the power to take me outside of this. I believe in the well-being of this time-space reality. I know there's no regression. I know for sure there's no going back. I know that whatever we think we just lived through, we put more in the vortex, and we are all better for it. And for that, I am appreciative of everyone who contributed and whatever posture they took that caused all of this to be in the vortex. I now understand there is more in the vortex that will serve generations to come than has ever been before. This particular election put more there than the last 50 elections have put there. There's more power in the vortex. We have a greater opportunity now to live as peaceful beings on this planet, not just in this nation than ever before, because we've asked with stronger, and this is what we really want you to hear, stronger, more personal fervor, more personal fervor. We're asking more sincerely from our personal perspective, which means our vortex is pulsing in a way for me individually than it has ever pulsed before. And oh, now with what I know about source energy, with what I know about the collective consciousness, with what I know about source energy focused on all these requests, I know there's a current for well-being that is a stronger flow than has ever been before. That means it will be easier for people to find here and there the flow of love. This will all die down. The drums that are beating in terms of hatred and division, they will die down simply because the physical mind does not have the capacity to hold you against the current that is natural to you. And that's the thing that is hurting your heart the most. That's the thing that bothered you the most. You've entered into a flawed perspective, flawed premise. You've taken this flawed premise from this experience. You took from this experience this flawed premise. There are more mean, hateful people than I ever knew were running around. And we say that's a flawed premise. There are more selfishly desirous of feeling good running around than you've ever known before. And there are more people who want to be in their own vortex than have ever been running around before. There's more capacity, there's more opportunity. The energy is flowing faster. The pull this way is stronger. And for the first time in all of the years we've been talking to any of you, the pull towards who you are is stronger than your ability to hold it away. This is a turning point. And as numbers of you accept the turning point and praise everything that brought it about, rather than stand in an attitude of condemnation, then you will begin immediately to experience the rewards, the benefits, the blessings, the raining down of what's been in your vortex all along. This is a breakthrough experience for all of you. And so I give thanks for Abraham and all of the wisdom they always share with us. The workshop this weekend was equally powerful. And I know that we are finding that beautiful place, that heart-centered space of unconditional love that allows us to see as Source sees. So what Abraham said yesterday, I don't have the quotes yet, but Marsha's gonna transcribe them for us. Abraham said that our inner beings only see love, and that we can cultivate that unconditional love and not be affected by the conditions around us. And so let's take some time now to focus on love. So many easy matches to love that I can see. I feel such love when I walk in the park and I watch the birds soar above me. I feel such love when I see the beautiful sunshine reflected on the water. I see the beautiful clouds moving in the wind, reflected in the water at the park. I see the harmony of life as I listen to music, and I feel the love. I feel the heart-centeredness of the songwriters and the musicians, all of those who work on the production staffs making the recordings, all of those who share the music in person, on the radio, on our personal devices that carry music. I feel the love that is expressed in the children that I see playing in the park. I heard lots of screaming and enthusiasm in the park this morning for the game that was going on in the field beyond where I could see. Maybe it was a soccer game or a baseball game, or I don't think there's a football field. There's baseball and soccer over there. But all of the kids and their exuberant parents were yelling and screaming and cheering and carrying on. I love the enthusiasm and the exuberance of children. I love the innocence of babies. I just love walking by a mother or a dad who has a child dangling from a front pack, looking out at the world as mom or dad hikes or pushing a stroller around the neighborhood and looking in and seeing that glorious smiling face. And in my neighborhood, it's so wonderful because that parent often is in the guise of other cultures and religions, and those babies have every sort of hue of skin color in their faces, but the innocence and the purity and the beauty of who they are is radiant. It makes my heart grow with love. And so as we think of these easy matches, looking around life and seeing things that feel good to us, right now the season's changing and the leaves have been so beautiful, those brilliant reds and oranges and yellows of the fall, they've just made my heart sing, reminding me of New England, where I grew up in the last couple of weeks. And today in the wind, I could hear the falling leaves, and makes photographing birds harder because there's more activity all around to catch my eye. But I love the changing of the seasons. And as we move into this time that seems darker and colder here in the Northern Hemisphere, those of our friends who live in the Southern Hemisphere are moving into the warmth. And it is such an amazing cycle of life that continues refreshing and restoring. The roots continue to grow in the trees as the leaves are falling. There is life even in those beautiful silhouetted trees letting go of their leaves. And that gorgeous metaphor for life of going through the seasons. Our lives have many seasons. Our experiences have many seasons. And each one we're in has its joys, and each one we're in has its contrasts. And we can rail against the contrast, or we can start to appreciate, as Abraham described so powerfully in that quote, that the contrast makes the vortex brighter and more beautiful, and that as we tune to love, as we become unconditional in our unfoldment, we can find within us that beautiful alignment with Source that matching vibration to our inner being that allows us to see through the eyes of Source. And what does Source see? Source sees love. Source sees beauty. Source sees abundance. Source sees health. Source sees well-being. And as we allow ourselves glimpses of that amazing well-being that already exists in the vortex, we are uplifted and inspired. And one of the things Abraham said in yesterday's workshop is that whatever your experience, it means it's something that you're meeting halfway. And the way to change what you're meeting halfway is to change the vibration you're offering to law of attraction, to raise your vibration. And sometimes we need the emotional scale to move from fear to anger to disappointment and worry to pessimism and to boredom back into gratitude and appreciation and to allow that space of heart-centered gratitude, that time of tuning to love, take a higher priority again, in case we've forgotten, in case we've gotten distracted by conditions. We can return to that unconditional place of focusing on our feelings and finding thoughts that feel better. Each day, throughout the day, we can take time to relax and breathe. Deep, centered breaths into our heart space. Tuning to love. So let's just take a minute now and tune our bodies to love in the last couple of minutes we have. For the healing, loving energy of Source in every organ, cell, and system of our body, always. There is never a time when that loving energy isn't right there for us, but we have to meet it halfway. So let's love our bodies for a minute or two. Let's love our toes. I'm seeing little baby pink toes. It could be baby brown toes. Just trusting that those baby toes are still lovable. And delighting in our toes that help us walk and give us balance. Being grateful for our feet that move us forward in our lives and our ankles that allow us to turn this way and that, all of our joints, in fact, that provide mobility and flexibility, all of our muscles and ligaments and bones that provide strength and steadiness, all of our systems, our respiratory system that provides us with easy breathing, that deep breath to the heart that settles us down and relaxes us, that brings oxygen to the lungs absorbed by the blood moving to all the systems and organs in our body. Knowing the digestive system is taking that yummy lunch we had and converting it to energy. And just thinking in this last minute about how good it feels to go to sleep at night, to sleep deeply and well, and wake in the morning feeling uplifted and energized and enthusiastic for a new day. Our lives are blessed. Our bodies are blessed. And as we see through the eyes of Source, as we allow Abraham to teach us, we are uplifted. So our time is about up, so let's just stretch. Feels good to stretch and move. And just recognize that life is good, all is well, everything always works out for us. And Abraham shows us the way, and I give thanks for this. I'm grateful for each one of us, and I look forward to a happy, beautiful life for me and for each of us. And so it is.